JB4 CPA Mobile. KB4 CBA. And how are you doing today, Dave? Making my Valentine deliveries to my daughters. I went to Powdersville and gave our oldest daughter her Valentine box of chocolates, and her son was there, our grandson, so I had something for him too, and a bag of candy. So now I'm headed to the younger daughter's house. She lives in Greenville off of Lawrence Road.
And they're going to enjoy that too. That's wonderful. It's kind of chilly for tennis though, isn't it?
Say that last part again.
Not too bad. I might be able to get up those wood chips. We'll see.
when you finish there, come to 111 Pheasant Ridge Drive, and you can go in my backyard. I've got a bunch of those sweet gum balls, and you can get those up for me.
My oldest got old enough to, you know, I felt comfortable with her on it. Just
she was just riding around. She wasn't cutting grass. I didn't engage the blade. And she comes running in the house, and I hear the lawnmower running, and I said, honey, where's the mower? And she said, it's out there, and I look, and it's trying to climb the fence. Because nothing cuts off on that mower. It just, you know, it just keeps going. So, poor thing, she, you know, had come in there to get me, so I had to run out there and, you know, shut it off before it dug a nice hole in the ground where the back tires have been spinning, trying, that thing was trying to climb that fence.
But it didn't hurt. My sister did some summer of that on my motorcycle. I don't know if I told you about it. I had a Yamaha Enduro, and she wanted to ride it, and I kept telling her, no. Finally, one day, she tagged me, and then I let her sit on it. I told her, okay, this is the throttle, this is the clutch, you pull it in the clutch, and you put it in gear with your foot, and you give it a little gas, and you slowly let the clutch out. Well, when she gave it a little gas, she didn't let off. She just turned it and didn't let, and kept it turned. And the engine started revving really hot. And so she panicked and dumped the clutch. And there was a hurricane fence in her neighbor's yard next to us. And that motorcycle took off, and it buried the front wheel in that hurricane fence, and it was stuck back, straight up in the fence and couldn't come out. And it threw her off of it when it took off. So she didn't get hurt, but that was the last time she ever rode a motorcycle. One of my motorcycles, anyway.
Side street here downtown, and these people are trying to turn left, and they're never gonna accomplish that because of the traffic. So I'm gonna go on down a street or two and give that a shot, because you know, it'll take me probably 15 minutes to turn left at that where I was. But I'm going across, I don't even know what the name of that road is, right there at the Bon Secours Center, and I'm going across to not Buncombe, but East Washington. So let's see if I can make this left turn.
There's a road like that somewhere next to Target. Rutherford Road goes down. If you're going and you're turning right to go to Greenville, then you can turn right on red, but there'll be somebody there that is turning left. And they'll sit there. They won't pull up, and that's where somebody turning right can get out. They'll just sit there. They won't, like, move into the intersection and wait for the cars coming the other direction to go by and then turn. They'll just sit there and block everybody. That's
one of my pet peeves, you know. I have several when I get behind the wheel. But anyway, I mean, I'm trying to be more patient than I used to be, because, you know, getting all bent out of shape about it doesn't do anybody any good, and it doesn't make the traffic move any faster, so, you know, I'm just, in fact, I don't drive anymore with my wife in the car. She does not like the way I drive. Well, she doesn't like the way anybody drives, and but especially me. And she has to drive everywhere we go. We drove out to Texas, and she drove every inch of it and back. Well, I'm gonna jump out of here. I'm coming up on my daughter's street here off Lawrence Road, and I'm gonna make another delivery. But anyway, good to talk to you, and don't work too hard out there, and I'll talk to you later. I'll be clear after your final. W4DJW KP4CPA, clear after yours.